Establishment media downplay Liz Cheney's chances of re-election Tuesday. By Wendell Hasebo on August 16, 2022. The establishment media downplayed Representative Liz Cheney's R.Y. chances of re-election Tuesday after months of hyping the pro-impeachment Republican who is vice chair of the partisan January 6 committee. Cheney's chances of winning Tuesday's primary against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman are slim. Cheney is losing in the polls by 30 points, 28 points, and 22 points. Among likely Republican voters, Cheney is losing by 57 points. The establishment media have apparently read the polls and have recognized Cheney's time as a member of Congress is coming to a close. In the past few days, the media have written several articles minimizing expectations that Cheney could retain her seat. New York Times, in Wyoming, likely end of Cheney dynasty will close a political era. Financial Times, Liz Cheney braced for primary defeat after leading Republican charge against Trump. Washington Post, Liz Cheney's political life is likely ending, and just beginning. NPR, Liz Cheney is likely to lose her Wyoming Republican primary. Associated Press, Cheney braces for losses Trump tested in Wyoming and Alaska. Politico, Cheney's next mission, keeping her anti-Trump megaphone. CNN, Cheney tries to hold on in tough Wyoming primary reshaped by Trump. ABC News, does Wyoming want Liz Cheney to hang on to her House seat? NBC News, Liz Cheney is the last stop on Trump's impeachment revenge tour. But he is the key to her future. Vox, Liz Cheney's primary is all about Donald Trump, except in Wyoming. The media's focus on Cheney comes after she was removed in May of 2021 from the number 3 position within the House Republican caucus by a vote of no confidence. Months earlier, Cheney had voted with 9 other Republicans to impeach former President Donald Trump. The GOP caucus swiftly replaced Cheney with Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. It makes me really sad and it makes me really angry when she hears a mere mention of McCarthy and Stefanik, Cheney admitted to The Atlantic's Leibovich. 1 month later, Cheney accepted the vice chair on Representative Nancy Pelosi's DCA January 6 committee. The announcement effectively made Ms. Cheney the committee's second-ranking member, an unusual move for the majority party in the House, which typically grants that position to one of its own, The Times reported. But her appointment has been a break with convention from the start. Cheney's alliance with Democrats began to deteriorate her political position at home. The Wyoming Republican Party voted in November of 2021 to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican. Liz Cheney stopped recognizing what Wyomingites care about a long time ago. When she launched her war against President Trump, she completely broke with where we are as a state, Hageman told the Casper Star Tribune. As the GOP primary approached, Cheney took bolder steps to remain in the limelight on the committee. The media cheered her efforts. Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the one-time Republican leader ousted from her post and pushed to the sidelines by her own party for bluntly condemning former President Donald J. Trump's false election claims, has reemerged as a force on Capitol Hill. The Times wrote, this time as one of the most active and aggressive members of the special committee investigating the January 6 attack. The media's approval of Cheney seemed to coincide with her downward polling in Wyoming, which Trump won in 2020 by nearly 70%. In May, a Club for Growth poll found Cheney was losing by 30 points. 2 more July polls confirmed Cheney was in big trouble against Hageman. But the establishment media continued to praise Cheney throughout the summer. The Wyoming Republican has not only embraced her role as a leading figure in Congress's expansive examination of the January 6, 2021 riot, she's also assumed the GOP face of the anti-Trump movement in the process. A high-stakes gamble that's made her both a pariah within her conference and a hero to those national Republicans fighting to steer the party away from the influence of former President Trump. According to predicted odds, Cheney only has a 3-cent on the dollar chance of retaining her seat on Tuesday. Harriet's chances of winning the seat are 97 cents on the dollar. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.